ce bel événement et on vous dirigera vers qui fait droit. Voilà, après ce merveilleux débat sur les rôles de la radio dans l'anarchisme, voici un enregistrement que nous avons fait de la Fédération italienne anarchiste multilingue. Bonne écoute et à tout bientôt.
E quello che vado ad illustrare non è un documento della Federazione Anarchica Italiana, la Federazione Italiana ha semplicemente proposto il tema, io sto portando un contributo e spero che questo contributo verrà arricchito anche dal dibattito collettivo.
So thank you to be here. First of all, I want to say that what I'm going to tell is not a document or a position of the Federation, but the Federation only proposed this topic, and I try to go on with this topic.
Oui, alors, je vais d'abord clarifier que les contenus qu'il présente ne sont pas un document officiel de la Fédération anarchiste italienne. La Fédération a uniquement suggéré la thématique, puis Tiziano l'a développée et il espère aussi de l'enrichir avec la discussion collective.
Queste riflessioni non sono su come si afferma il fascismo, no? Sono delle riflessioni che partono dal momento in cui Mussolini prende il potere e si costituisce il regime fascista. Quindi il paragone è fra governo fascista, regime fascista nel 1920, governo fascista attuale.
I will propose some reflections, some thoughts about not the rising of the fascist in Italy, but about the fascist regime. So after Mussolini took the power, and so the comparison will be between the fascist government of Mussolini in the past and the fascist government of nowadays.
Et donc les réflexions historiques ne partiront pas de la construction effective du fascisme, mais plutôt du lendemain de la prise du pouvoir de Mussolini, pour faire une comparaison ensuite entre les régimes fascistes de ce moment-là et les gouvernements fascistes d'aujourd'hui.
Il fascismo è stato definito come un regime reazionario di tipo nuovo. Cosa vuol dire questo? Vuol dire che il fascismo ha adottato degli strumenti diversi rispetto a quelli che erano gli stati, i governi assolutisti e reazionari dell'antiregime.
So fascism has been defined as a reactionary regime of a new type of reactionary regime. New type because it adopted new tools from the previous authoritarian regime that we knew from the past of like absolutist powers or monarchies or this kind of regime.
Alors, le fascisme était défini comme un régime réactionnaire de nouveau type parce qu'il a employé des instruments de domination qui différaient des instruments qui avaient été utilisés par les régimes autoritaires précédents, en partant de l'ancien régime jusqu'à là.
Perché una prima riflessione che dobbiamo fare è che il fascismo è stato uno strumento di conservazione sociale, ma la situazione di crisi in Italia e in Europa in quegli anni e negli anni successivi era tale per cui la conservazione sociale poteva essere ottenuta solo attraverso una politica reazionaria. Quindi
nel senso che la conservazione sociale, non come l'ordine sociale.
Sì, l'ordine sociale, i rapporti tra le classi, cioè mantenere e conservare i privilegi della classe privilegiata, il monopolio di produzione.
Quindi il fascismo aveva questo scopo e
si è ottenuto solo attraverso. Okay.
So the fascist regime had the goal, the aim to maintain the social order, so the power relations between the classes in a sense of hierarchical and exploitation order. In that time there was a crisis in Europe and in Italy and in other countries that bring the need of this kind of power to maintain this social order.
Donc le fascisme a été un instrument de conservation sociale dans le sens de conserver les rapports d'exploitation entre les classes, donc les classes dominantes et les classes dominées, dans une phase de crise à l'époque où cette conservation sociale pouvait être garantie uniquement par un régime autoritaire.
E l'elemento centrale di questa politica reazionaria è stata la repressione del movimento operaio. E questa è stata attuata non solo attraverso una limitazione dei diritti dei lavoratori e delle loro organizzazioni, sia politiche che sindacali, ma anche attraverso un peggioramento radicale delle condizioni di vita e di lavoro.
Ok, so il mezzo è stato questo.
Come?
Il mezzo è stato questo.
Questo è stato il mezzo principale.
Il principale più corto lo fanno perché non ci si fa.
The main means that fascism used was the repression towards the workers' movement. This repression was realized by the limitation of the rights of the workers' organization, of the workers' activities, but also with the worsening of the workers' conditions of living and of working conditions.
Alors, le fascisme a surtout opéré à travers la répression de la classe ouvrière, d'un côté à travers la limitation de ses espaces d'organisation politique et syndicale, mais aussi à travers la détérioration des niveaux de vie des classes subalternes.
Prima con l'aggressione fisica, poi con le leggi, infine con l'accordo tra la Confindustria e i sindacati fascisti, il fascismo cancellò le libere organizzazioni dei lavoratori.
Ok. Starting with the physical attacks, then with the new repressive laws, and then with the agreements with the bosses organization, so of the big companies, and with agreements with the fascist unions that were created, fascism realized this repression.
Alors d'abord avec la violence physique et ensuite par la loi et puis encore à travers les accords passés entre l'association association patronale et les syndicats fascistes, les fascistes sont arrivés à supprimer toutes les libertés d'organisation des travailleurs.
Con questo accordo i sindacati fascisti e l'organizzazione degli industriali si riconoscevano rispettivamente il monopolio dei propri rappresentanti. Gli unici contratti potevano essere firmati fra organismi dipendenti da queste due confederazioni.
So, with the this mentioned agreement with the fascist unions and the bosses' organizations, these two poles of the labor world recognized themselves, each other, as the only legal representative of the ones that were able to take official agreements about contracts, about the workers' conditions. So these decisions were in the hand of the fascist organizations and the bosses.
Donc, à travers cet accord, il y avait basiquement une reconnaissance mutuelle entre les représentants respectifs de l'association des patrons et les syndicats fascistes. Donc, comme ils se reconnaissaient l'un et l'autre, les contrats de travail pouvaient être signés uniquement par ces deux des organisations. Entre ces deux.
Praticamente, dopo questo accordo, la Confederazione Generale del Lavoro di ispirazione socialista legata al Partito Socialista si sciolse e l'Unione Sindacale Italiana fu dichiarata fuori legge.
So after that agreement, the General Confederation of Labor, that was the socialist one, and also the Italian Syndicalist Union, that was the anarcho-syndicalist one, were dissolved by the state.
Donc, après ces accords, la Confédération Générale du Travail, qui était les syndicats d'inspiration socialiste, s'est dissous, tandis que l'Union syndicale italienne, qui était les syndicats d'inspiration anarcho-syndicaliste, est déclarée hors la loi.
Oggi in Italia, questo è il primo paragone che faccio, oggi in Italia esiste un accordo interconfederale fra i sindacati di Stato, CGL, CISL, UIL e la Confindustria, in cui si riconoscono l'esclusività di rapporti. Accordo che non ha ancora la forza di legge per l'opposizione dei sindacati conflittuali.
Ok, sorry. Nowadays in Italy there is an agreement between the main unions, the institutional ones we can say, because they're the one connected to the main parties, and the organization of the employers, of the bosses. This agreement, they recognize that the exclusivity of their role in the labor relations. This agreement has not law, is not a law, it's only an agreement between private organizations, only because there is a struggle from the alternative unions, so the unions from the grassroots unions, the union from below, are trying to refuse this agreement.
Donc ça c'est le
this is the was the first comparison with the nowadays situation. Sorry.
Ça c'est la première comparaison historique entre le passé et la situation d'aujourd'hui. C'est que aujourd'hui en Italie, il y a un accord semblable qui s'est passé entre les syndicats institutionnels qui sont CGL, CISL et UIL, les trois confédérations, et l'association patronale qui se reconnaît encore mutuellement entre eux et voudrait avoir l'exclusivité des contrats nationaux de travail mais cela n'est pas encore devenu loi, aussi grâce à l'opposition du syndicalisme conflictuel.
Allora, un altro aspetto importante della politica fascista è la politica estera.
Another important aspect of the fascist regime, of the policy of the fascist regime, was the foreign policy.
Un altro aspetto importante della politica fascista è la politica estera.
La politica estera fascista, anche la politica estera fascista, è oscillata nel corso degli anni fra conservazione e reazione.
The foreign policy of the fascist regime is going one. Come si dice?
Back and forth.
Back and forth. Yes, oscillazione. Okay. Back and forth between the
conservazione e reazione.
Conservation and reaction.
La conservazione a cui si fa riferimento è la conservazione dei trattati di pace della prima guerra mondiale, cioè sostanzialmente il trattato di Versailles.
He refers to the conservation of the treaties after the First World War and the election. This was a play about the treaties after the First World War. Sorry.
Diciamo, mentre il governo fascista. Oscillava fra conservazione e ho detto.
Conservazione dell'accordo di Versailles.
L'accordo del trattato di Versailles, la conservazione del trattato di Versailles.
Ok, la politica étrangère fasciste aussi basculé entre réaction et conservation. Di traité d'après la première guerre mondiale, notamment le traité de Versailles.
Fin dai primi anni il governo fascista da una parte firmava accordi con la Francia e la Gran Bretagna per mantenere le clausole del trattato di Versailles e d'altra parte sviluppava una politica volta a ampliare l'influenza italiana nell'Adriatico e nei Balcani.
Allora, depuis le début, le gouvernement italien signé des accords diplomatiques avec la France et la Grande-Bretagne pour la conservation du statut de Versailles et de l'autre côté entreprenait des démarches pour augmenter son influence impériale sur l'Adriatique dans les Balkans.
So, explaining what we said before, for one stance, the fascist regime was making agreements, implementing agreements with France, the United Kingdom and other countries to go on with the Treaty of Versailles decisions. And the other side, it was the fascist regime was going on also with the colonialist wars in Africa and in other parts.
In particolare, uno degli obiettivi della politica fascista era la Jugoslavia, per cui il governo fascista finanziò gli Ustascia croati e i comitati di Macedonia.
So, one of the main objectives of the foreign Italian policies at that time was the Yugoslavia region. So, for this, they start to found, to finance the Ustascia in Croatia and also the other militia groups in Macedonia.
Donc, comme le premier objectif était la Yougoslavie, le gouvernement fasciste commença à financer les milices des Ustascia en Croatie et des autres milices en Macedonie.
La stessa politica l'ha svolta in Germania finanziando il Partito Nazionale Socialista.
The same policy they brought in Germany, founding and financing the National Socialist Party.
Le les, la même politique a été effectué vers l'Allemagne avec le financement du Parti National Socialiste.
Ma il regime fascista aveva bisogno sia per soddisfare gli appetiti del gruppo di potere che lo sosteneva.
Non puoi interrompere a me tanto.
Allora. Le ragioni dell'espansionismo fascista sono da ritrovarsi, uno, nelle esigenze, diciamo così, del gruppo di potere che lo sosteneva. Due,
the reason of fascist expansionism we have to reach in some reasons. One is the interest of the social group that was supporting fascism.
Due,
la
necessità di distogliere le masse.
No, vabbè, ma poi lo faccio sì.
Ah, sì, vabbè.
Okay. Allora, le raison de l'expansionisme fasciste, c'était d'abord la nécessité de satisfaire les intérêts du groupe des pouvoirs qui soutenait le régime à l'intérieur.
La necessità di distogliere le masse dai problemi concreti che vivevano. Ancora nel 1934 la disoccupazione e la sottooccupazione era molto alta in Italia.
So, and then for a second the need to distract the attention of the masses from the social conditions, from the daily social condition that they were living, because in 1934 the unemployment and the sub-employment were still very high in Italy.
Alors l'autre raison était de distraire les masses populaires de leurs conditions de vie pour donner un exemple. Ancora en 1934, le chômage était très élevé.
Quando Mussolini si rese conto che Francia e Germania non avrebbero fatto niente contro i colpi di mano di Hitler, decise di lanciare l'Italia in avventure militari all'estero.
Okay. When Mussolini realized that Francia e Germania.
Francia e Gran Bretagna.
Ah, okay. That when Mussolini realized that France and Great Britain have not the intention to stop, to do nothing to for the coup attempt of Hitler in Germany, Mussolini decided to make new interventions, military intervention.
Alors quand Mussolini réalisa que la France et la Grande-Bretagne n'auraient rien fait aussi contre les coups de main d'Hitler, décida de lancer l'Italie dans des opérations militaires outre-mer.
Queste operazioni militari saranno prima della seconda guerra mondiale l'aggressione all'Etiopia e l'intervento nella guerra civile spagnola.
In particular, these military expeditions were before the Second World War, the invasion of Ethiopia and the intervention in the Spanish Civil War.
Alors, ces opérations militaires avant la Deuxième Guerre mondiale ont été notamment l'agression coloniale à l'Éthiopie et l'intervention dans la guerre civile espagnole.
La politica dei governi attuali in questi anni,
the policy of the governments of nowadays in Italy,
Non, donc, deuxième comparaison, tu comprends? Alors, aujourd'hui, la, la politique de, du gouvernement
è stata di mettere progressivamente in discussione i trattati di pace che posero fine alla seconda guerra mondiale.
So the foreign policies of the last governments in Italy has been to put in discussion, so trying to change the agreements that put an end to the Second World War.
Alors la, la politique récente du gouvernement italien a, este, a été par contre d'essayer de questionner les traités de paix avec qui s'était avec qui s'était conclu la, la deuxième guerre mondiale.
In parte questa politica coincide con quella degli altri governi occidentali.
Partially, this policy it's the same of other Western governments.
Ma assume soprattutto dal punto di vista ideologico delle forme specifiche.
Allora, en partie, cette politique c'est la même des autres gouvernements occidentaux, mais elle assume des caractéristiques spécifiques du point de vue idéologique.
Mais but sorry with this confusing translation. Yes, but it has a specific characteristic on the ideological level.
I governi italiani hanno fissato ormai da alcuni anni la data del Trattato di pace di Parigi, il 10 febbraio 1947, come data in cui viene ricordato la fuga degli italiani da la Dalmazia e dall'Istria
dopo la guerra,
dopo la, la, la fine della guerra.
So the Italian government has established 20 years ago more or less day of memory of the fleeing of the Italians from Dalmatia and Istria and all the Yugoslavian region after the end of the Second World War, where the fascism was occupying this part, in the same day of the Paris Treaty of 10th February 1947. So is a questioning of this treaty, ideological.
Le gouvernement italien a décidé de faire coïncider la date du traité de Paris du 10 février 1947 avec la les jours de la célébration de la fuite des Italiens de la Dalmatie et de l'Istrie qui vivaient là sous au temps de l'occupation fasciste de ces régions, donc en les transformant dans une date très nationaliste du point de vue idéologique.
Il nome che è stato dato al giorno è Giorno del Ricordo, che fa concorrenza col Giorno della Memoria.
This is difficult to translate in English. Because
sinonimo.
Ah, sinonimo. We have two words to say memory, like a remembrance and memory. So the 10th of February was is this day that I was talking before is like the day of remembrance, and we have the 27th of January, the day of memory for the Nazi Holocaust and Shoah. So it's a sort of.
Là aussi, je ne sais pas s'il y a la même nuance en français, mais basiquement, c'est des mots qui sont presque synonymes, record, mémoire et mémoire, c'est-à-dire souvenir et mémoire. Alors, ils ont institué les jours du souvenir, entre guillemets, de quelque manière comme opposition aux jours qui existaient déjà, jour de la mémoire, qui était les jours de la commémoration des victimes de la Shoah.
Più recentemente è stato istituito il 26 gennaio la giornata degli alpini, che il giorno in cui gli alpini hanno combattuto una battaglia durante la campagna di Russia, cioè durante l'invasione nazifascista dell'Unione Sovietica.
More recently, the government established this day of the Alpini, that is a corps of the army, a special corps of the army, and is in memory of the battle that they lost during the invasion of Russia, of the Soviet Union, during the Second World War. So in that occasion they started to retreat. And is a celebration of their sacrifice. And is the 26th of January, just before the 27th of January.
Donc, ils ont aussi institué un jour dédié à un corps militaire, qui c'est le corps des Alpins, le 26 janvier, qui est le jour avant de la, l'anniversaire d'une bataille que ce corps a engagé pendant la Deuxième Guerre mondiale en Russie, c'est-à-dire pendant l'invasion nazi-fasciste de ce qu'à l'époque s'appelait l'Union soviétique.
Per concludere, è bene ricordare che questi non sono provvedimenti presi dal governo Meloni, ma sono provvedimenti presi dai governi precedenti, anche governi di centro-sinistra.
So, going to the conclusion, we have to remember that these decisions were not taken by the government that we have now, the Meloni government, but from the previous governments of last years that were not led by this fascist party, but also by some left, center-left party.
En conclusion, il faut rappeler que ces, tous ces actes n'ont pas été tous mis en place par les gouvernements de Giorgia Meloni, mais aussi par des gouvernements précédents, y compris des gouvernements soi-disant de centre-gauche.
Così come il concetto geopolitico che guida le missioni militari all'estero e anche la politica estera italiana, quella del Mediterraneo allargato, riecheggia la propaganda per il posto al sole del governo Mussolini.
In the same way, also the concept of Mediterraneo allargato, large Mediterranean, that lead nowadays the ideology in a geopolitical sense of the military projection, of the military expeditions of Italy abroad, that Italy has many military missions from the Western Africa to the East one, and all in, around the Mediterranean, there is this concept of large Mediterranean, is so much connected with the ideology also of the fascist regime that was calling for a place under the sun for Italy in the Mediterranean, a good place among the other colonial powers.
Et donc maintenant, les concepts géopolitiques qui inspirent les très nombreuses, malheureusement, missions militaires italiennes à l'étranger, et surtout en Afrique, c'est l'idée qu'on pourrait traduire en français de la plus grande Méditerranée, qui est exactement quelque chose qui fait écho à la rhétorique colonialiste du temps de Mussolini, de la place au soleil pour l'Italie.
Il concetto di Mediterraneo allargato è stato coniato prima dell'avvento del potere della Meloni.
Also this concept of maybe greater Mediterranean in English would be better. Has been created before the coming power of Giorgia Meloni.
Cette idée aussi de la grande Méditerranée arrive bien avant que le gouvernement Meloni.
Esiste una continuità quindi fra i governi precedenti e il governo attuale.
So for us there is a continuity, a line from the previous governments to the one that now we have.
Il y a donc une continuité entre les gouvernements précédents et les gouvernements actuels.
L'antifascismo istituzionale ha aperto la strada al fascismo sostanziale.
The antifascism of the institution, of the party's institutional party, opened the road to the substantial fascism, to real fascism.
Donc cela signifie que pour expliquer cette compromission même des partis de centre-gauche avec cette rhétorique nationaliste et militariste implique que l'antifascisme institutionnel, donc l'antifascisme des partis institutionnels, a ouvert les portes au fascisme substantiel.
Yes.
Sì.
Maybe we can stop and open a discussion or questions or some also feedback from you. Maybe we will see if we will have the time tomorrow.
Possiamo cominciare la discussione? On peut commencer à prendre les questions.
We come back in a few seconds. We can start to take the...
Il peut aussi y avoir des questions che peuvent répondre aux autres membres de la fédération.
Ouais,
vas-y.
Ce serait une remarque et deux questions. Je pense qu'il y a d'autres camarades de France dans la salle, mais je crois qu'on, en tout cas sur la conclusion, on partage le même constat en France sur l'ouverture des portes au fascisme par les gouvernements actuels et précédents via des politiques qui se rapprochent d'un programme fasciste autoritaire et qu'on voit effectivement une réémergence nouvelle et très violente des groupes de rue et même l'émergence de nouveaux partis qu'on n'avait pas vu jusque-là, comme le parti d'Éric Zemmour, qui n'existait pas, alors que le Rassemblement National, depuis plus de 40 ans, représentait la principale force d'extrême droite, on en voit d'autres émerger. Enfin voilà, déjà pour partager peut-être un constat commun. Et après, j'avais deux questions. La première, c'est que dans la présentation, il n'a pas été sujet de la politique raciste des gouvernements fascistes. Et quand on connaît la situation aujourd'hui en Italie et le fait que l'Italie représente les principales portes d'entrée pour les exilés vers l'Union européenne, et quand on sait les politiques menées par Mussolini à l'époque, je pense que là aussi il y a des correspondances entre les politiques menées et... Je suis étonné du coup qu'il n'ait pas été encore sujet, même si des fois on a tendance à trop confondre fascisme et racisme. Le racisme en tout cas est un des piliers du mouvement fasciste. Et du coup, quelle est la situation aujourd'hui et quelle est la place des anarchistes, selon vous, à la FAI, dans les luttes antiracistes? Et la dernière question, Mélanie, elle était présente au congrès de la CGIL. Je ne sais pas si c'était sur invitation ou si c'est... Mais bon, a priori, la porte n'était pas fermée. Est-ce que c'est un lien avec, en lien avec les accords dont vous avez parlé au tout début? Ou est-ce que c'est le triste constat d'une sensibilité croissante des idées fascistes, aux idées fascistes dans notre camp social, qui, je crois, on la remarque, en tout cas en France, pour comparer avec la CGT, une certaine proximité qui se crée entre les militants syndicalistes de la base syndicale et le vote fasciste, en tout cas l'adhésion aux idées fascistes.
Dentro del cd inglese il film è quello del governo italiano magari
ok italiano. Dario is translating into Italian, I will try to translate into English, so the comrade one remark and two questions. The remark was that there is a similar situation in France with certain policies of the left opening the doors to the right, quoting the Rassemblement National and the New Party of Zemmour. Then the first question was about the racist politics and a possible comparison between the politics of Mussolini and the current xenophobia, considering the position of Italy in the migrant routes and on the anti-racist struggle of the Federation. The second was about the participation of Giorgia Meloni in the Congress of the CGIL, which is exactly the big trade union of, between quotes, leftist tradition, should be leftist. Okay, then just waiting for the...
Cosa facciamo? Rispondiamo? Penso che sia meglio fare.
Abbiamo già due domande grosse, rispondiamo.
Sì, allora, per quello che riguarda il discorso della politica razzista del fascismo, hai ragione, ti ringrazio di aver sollevato questo programma perché è un aspetto molto importante che viene generalmente sottovalutato. Cioè, normalmente
I thank you for raising this question of the racism and the relation with fascism. It's very important. Not usually it not so visible.
Donc, merci pour avoir soulevé la question du racisme parce que c'est un fait très très important et c'est souvent sous-estimé.
Il fascismo non si è caratterizzato specificatamente come movimento razzista dall'inizio.
Fascism was not characterized as fascist racist movement since the beginning in its network.
Ma fin dall'inizio esistevano tutti diciamo gli elementi che poi hanno costituito il razzismo.
But since the beginning there were all the elements in his natural that then built his racist policy.
Alors, au début, historiquement, le fascisme ne se caractérisait pas explicitement et clairement par une identification avec le racisme, mais il y avait déjà dedans tous les éléments pour le développement d'une idéologie raciste.
Questi elementi erano l'esaltazione dell'attivismo e della violenza.
These elements were the exaltation of violence and action and action.
Donc, d'abord l'exaltation de l'activisme et de la violence.
Et l'exaltation de la guerre.
L'exaltation of the war.
Exaltation de la guerre.
Et la quindi il maschilismo, chiaramente inevitabile, e il disprezzo per tutte le forme di egualitarismo, di libertà, di solidarietà e di pacifismo. Il fascismo rifiutava.
Yes. Quindi erano
in tout cas, le mépris pour le machisme et le mépris pour tout que, ce qui était égalité, solidarité et aussi pacifisme.
Yes. The machisme was another of this character. And then also the refusal of all form of equality and pacifism and solidarity.
All'interno del movimento fascista, all'interno scusate, durante il regime fascista, riviste come la Civiltà Cattolica, che era la rivista dei gesuiti, sostenevano posizioni antisemite.
Durante il fascismo. During fascism, there were magazines like Catholic Civilization, that was from Jesuits, were supporting anti-Semitic positions.
Pendant le régime fasciste, il y avait des revues, notamment la Civilisation catholique, la revue des Jésuites, qui soutenait des positions antisémites.
Dopo l'occupazione dell'Etiopia, il governo italiano prese provvedimenti contro i matrimoni misti.
After the occupation of Ethiopia, the fascist regime prohibited the mixed marriage.
Après l'invasion de l'Éthiopie, le régime fasciste avait interdit les mariages, on disait, mixtes.
Infine, il 1938, anche in Italia furono adottate misure contro gli ebrei.
And in the end, in 1938, also in Italy, fascists implemented the racist laws against the Jewish population.
Et en 1938, c'est l'année de l'implémentation des lois raciales contre les juifs sur les modèles de l'Allemagne nazie.
Ancora oggi, appunto, i governi che si sono succeduti in maniera più o meno aperta prendono misure razziste.
Also nowadays, the different governments that we had implemented more or less openly racist policies.
Même les derniers gouvernements, de manière plus ou moins ouverte, ont pris des positions racistes par certains sujets.
L'apologia del merito, la minaccia, la denuncia, l'accusa della sostituzione etnica e la propaganda contro il cosiddetto transumanismo sono elementi caratterizzanti sia di questo, in particolar modo di questo governo.
In che senso apologia del merito?
Apologia del merito, ha fatto il Ministero della Scuola del Merito, l'istruzione del merito. Quindi con il concetto meritocratico.
L'idea di esclusione sociale.
Di esclusione sociale, che in realtà è una guerra contro i poveri.
So the promotion of meritocracy, so
So the exclusion of the poor and the social, the lower classes, the story, not this propaganda about the invasion and the ethnical substitution, and also the propaganda against what they call the transhumanism, are pillars of the government that now we have. These are the, some of the character of the fascist ideology.
Questo.
Donc, pour ce qui est du gouvernement actuel, cela dépend surtout d'un côté d'une idée de la méritocratie, notamment dans le système scolaire, qui vise l'exclusion sociale de ceux qui sont déjà exclus, y compris les migrants, et la invention du concept de la substitution ethnique dont il prétendrait être menacé, et une sorte de guerre contre ce qu'ils appellent le concept du transhumanisme.
Questo approccio ideologico si traduce in una serie di misure pratiche che sono i centri di detenzione, sono le misure contro i soccorsi in mare da parte delle organizzazioni non governative, e la chiusura delle frontiere, e i finanziamenti alla Guardia Costiera Libica e alla Tunisia, eccetera.
So this this ideology in the reflects in the concrete policies of the government in various ways. First of all, with the detention center for immigrants, then with the policy of fighting the activity of search and rescue in the Mediterranean Sea by the NGO ships, for example, then with the closing the borders, and then and the support, the financial and the material support with sending ships and vehicles to the Libya coastal guard, to Tunisia government, and to Turkey for implementing this fortress Europe.
Donc cette idéologie se traduit par des actes tels que la institution des centres d'identification et d'expulsion pour migrants, des mesures contre le travail des ONG humanitaires dans la Méditerranée, en l'occurrence la fermeture des frontières, et ensuite les financements à la garde côtière de Libye, de Tunisie et de Turquie, aussi pour renforcer les frontières de la forteresse européenne.
Il mouvement anarchico è impegnato da sempre contro tutte queste misure. Noi ci battiamo in Sicilia, in Piemonte, in Friuli Venezia Giulia, dovunque nel Lazio, in Toscana, contro questi centri di detenzione.
The anarchist movement has every time been engaged in the struggles against these policies, against the detention centers, for example, in Rome, but also in Piemonte, in the northeast of Italy, in Tuscany, in different regions of the country.
Donc le mouvement anarchiste est engagé depuis toujours contre ces politiques à partir des campagnes contre les centres d'identification et d'expulsion qui sont menés dans plusieurs régions d'Italie.
Abbiamo preso iniziative a sostegno delle organizzazioni non governative, abbiamo costruito movimenti di accoglienza, momenti di accoglienza per i migranti che venivano imbarcati nei porti.
Yes, we took position in solidarity with these rescue and search and rescue NGOs. And we organized rally in the ports to in solidarity.
On a notamment défendu, soutenu les travaux de sauvetage dans la mer des ONG et participé à organiser des services d'accueil dans les ports.
Abbiamo sostenuto le persone in cammino che avevano bisogno di attraversare le frontiere.
We supported the people on the move that needed to pass the border.
Il movimento ha aussi aidé les gens qui avaient besoin de marcher à travers le frontiere.
In particolare l'Internazionale delle Federazioni Anarchiche ha indetto diverse iniziative, diciamo così, comuni delle varie federazioni a sostegno delle popolazioni in cammino.
So in particular the International of Anarchist Federation, which we are part, in recent years organized several days of actions or campaigns in support of this situation, in support in solidarity with the people on the move and all the struggles on the border.
Et comme notre fédération est membre de l'Internationale des fédérations anarchistes, l'Internationale a aussi promu des initiatives collectives entre plusieurs fédérations, plusieurs pays, en soutien aux personnes qui doivent bouger aux migrants.
Per quanto riguarda la CGL, la CGL ha invitato il Presidente del Consiglio o la Presidente del Consiglio perché è un sindacato di Stato.
Regarding the union that you mentioned, the CGL, that is one of the main union in Italy, connected to the center left party, they invited directly Meloni to the Congress because they invited the chief of the government to the Congress. Perché sono d'accordo con il governo, come hai detto?
Perché sono un sindacato di Stato.
Ah, because they are a state union. So they invited the chief of the government.
Donc la CGIL, c'est effectivement un syndicat d'État, donc ils ont inviter les chefs du gouvernement et cela n'a étonné personne.
CGL, CISL e UIL sono gli eredi dei sindacati fascisti. Non perché lo diciamo noi, ma questo legalmente. Cioè, è una verità storica, insomma.
Yes. CGL, that is the one that the union that mentioned. And CISL and UIL, that are the other two main unions in Italy, are the heirs of the fascist unions. Not only because we say as a political critic, but as an historical truth, and also in a legal sense, because they really come from this legacy.
Donc CGIL, CISL et UIL, les trois confédérations, sont juridiquement les héritiers des syndicats fascistes.
La CGIL attuale, che si chiama Confederazione Generale Italiana del Lavoro, non ha niente a che vedere con la Confederazione Generale del Lavoro prefascista.
The CGIL of nowadays is not a reconstruction of the CGIL of pre-fascist times, so of the early 20s and the 10s of the century. But it's another thing, yes. They recall in the name, but it's different.
Donc la CGIL d'aujourd'hui n'a rien à voir avec la Confédération Générale du Travail d'avant les fascismes.
Je suis de Belgique et pour être sûr, la CGIL n'exclut pas les membres du syndicat, les délégués syndicaux qui sont également membres de partis d'extrême droite, puisque la CGT en France le fait et la FGTB en Belgique le fait aussi, le syndicat de gauche.
Ok, chiede se la CGIL esclude i, come dagli iscritti i membri dei partiti di estrema destra.
No.
He asked if this union CGIL excludes the members of right-wing, extreme-right parties from the membership. And we answer no, they don't do. And some comrades say they only exclude other unions from the working place.
Donc, au contraire de ce que, si on a bien compris, fait la CGT, la CGIL n'exclut pas a priori des serons des gens qui sont inscrits à des partis d'extrême droite.
Je voudrais savoir c'est quoi la stratégie que vous avez en tant qu'anarchiste et en termes de composition avec les autres forces de gauche. Et je dis ça parce que moi je viens de Nancy, du nord-est de la France, et nous on met en place des assemblées antifascistes où on réunit des gens de la LFI, insurrectionnels, des féministes, des écolos, on essaie de mettre tout le monde là-dedans pour faire l'antifascisme. Et s'il y a des gens que ça intéresse de discuter, moi je veux bien discuter. S'il y a des gens qui voient ma tête, on peut parler de comment on fait de l'antifascisme, qu'est-ce qu'on fait. On essaie de nous avoir une perspective anarchiste, assez horizontale, et en même temps, on voit bien qu'il y a des limites et tout ça. Et je me suis dit, c'est quoi aussi ce que vous composez. Et petite autre question avec ça, c'est est-ce que vous approchez d'une ligne de clandestinité? Est-ce que ça arrive, ça? Ou est-ce que là, bientôt, vous serez illégal? Nous, en France, on a l'impression que les trucs là sont facilement illégales avec les dissolutions, des choses comme ça. Est-ce que c'est quelque chose qui arrive aussi en Italie? Voilà, c'est un peu ça, les deux questions. Comment vous composez et comment, là, vous êtes en train de devenir plus ou moins illégal?
Comunque chiedeva qual è la nostra strategia per esempio che loro fanno delle
I translate the question into English? Ok, so the first question was how is the FAI policy as for possible alliance, local alliances with other anti-fascist groups, the comrade mentioned the anti-fascist assemblies in Nancy, and the second question was about what about the risk of having organizations outlawed, yeah, illegalized. Seems that there is a quick debate on that. It is.
Posso rispondere io?
Rispondi in una lingua.
Yes.
I answer directly in English, you understand? Yes? Yes. Then it translates in French. Okay. So, yes, it depends by the city for us. First of all, we are a federation, so yes, we have a common strategy. For us, it's very important to fight against this government and also against the fascists in the street, to be safe in our activity and to also counterattack their actions. But it depends by the context, by the city, because for us as federation, we have big autonomy of the groups. For example, in my city in Livorno, there is not a big risk of these initiatives by the fascists, but when there are some, for example, demonstration or propaganda for the elections, we make something similar, like assemblies between different groups, collectives. Sometimes are more formal, in the sense that we call for a big demonstration. Sometimes are something more spontaneous, you can say. Sometimes we have problems, sometimes not. It depends by the context. But in this time, in the recent months, you know, the fascists are in the government, and they are less present in the street because they don't want to be in trouble for the government in this specific moment. In other cities it's different, because maybe fascists are more present, are continuing to attack. For example, a few months ago there was an attack to students in Florence, but it also has been used by the institutions, the anti-fascist parties, the big parties, to declare themselves against the government because they were not able to do in any other way. Only when we say, they say the direct violence, they say this, but not daily. Yes, I think more or less this is. It depends by the city, but yes, it's quite the same. Maybe. In some city there is more tension, in other less. And then we didn't discuss about.
Basiquement, la fédération a une stratégie qui prend l'antifascisme à niveau à la fois des oppositions au gouvernement fasciste, mais aussi des oppositions au fascisme et au comportement fasciste au niveau des rues, des quartiers, etc. Cela dit, il est un peu difficile à tout synthétiser parce qu'on est une fédération avec plusieurs groupes dans des villes qui ont des situations très différentes. Donc ça dépend beaucoup de la ville, d'Ario et de Livorno, ville où il n'y a pas trop de danger d'attaque fasciste. On espère au moins jusqu'à maintenant. À Florence, par contre, il y a eu récemment des agressions fascistes à des étudiants qui, cependant, ont été instrumentalisés par la gauche institutionnelle pour se présenter, de représenter comme une force anti-gouvernementale. Pour ce qui nous concerne, il peut arriver qu'à des niveaux locaux, il s'efface des assemblées, des alliances pour des occasions, pour des manifestations ou en cas de danger. Il faut dire que depuis quand les fascistes sont au gouvernement, essayent de ne pas trop agir à niveau des rues. Mais il faut dire que dans certaines villes, où ils sont enracinés dans les quartiers, etc., il peut y avoir effectivement du danger pour les activités politiques.
I can also say that there is a
strong repression in the demonstration, in these anti-fascist actions and demonstration. So sometimes it's difficult to have a continuity of also the activism of the militant attitude in this context, because many comrades are facing trials or have penal charges, or so they risk a lot also for really small team, like say fuck off to some politician or something like this. So they mainly try to try in the where I live, for example, they mainly try to provoke to repress. So we try to have a good answer, but so to be aware of, don't fall in the trap that they are creating for us.
Donc, alors, il faut aussi dire que les mobilisations antifascistes incurent dans une répression plutôt déproportionnée, comme on dit en français, disproportionnée, parce que, bon, on risque des inculpations, des charges pour des très petits trucs comme contester un politicien de droite, etc. Donc cela, de quelque manière, entrave un peu la continuité de ce type de mobilisation. Il faut aussi dire qu'il faut aussi être attentif à ne pas tomber dans les pièges qu'ils tendent ou même de passer sur une symétrie. Donc.
Anyway, for what is my point of view and our, for example, experience, our strategy, our attitude in my city, for example, it's important to be present every time when there are some, if we can, obviously, when there are fascists organizing something, or so if there is simply something for the election or simply a propaganda moment, so if they are not meeting people, but to say who they are, why we have to fight them, or also to do things. It depends by the context, but it's important to be there and to put every time the attention high.
Donc, pour l'expérience rapportée par Dario, il est quand même important que quand les fascistes font quelque chose, des manifestations électorales ou quoi d'autre, on soit présent, fasse quand même quelque chose, même de symbolique, pour remarquer le concept.
Also, in the they also try to enter in some movement, especially the environmental movement, to legitimize themselves. And we try sometimes to stop this intervention.
Donc, il il infiltre les mouvements, etc. Et on essaie de les dévoiler. Respond sur la question.
Ah, yes, about the clandestinity, we don't have a discussion about it. Maybe it's not good, but for the moment we don't see this illegalization risk. But for sure, it's something that we have to think about with the days we are facing. So it's good to raise this question, but I cannot answer it.
Donc oui, c'est une question intéressante. On n'a pas vraiment parlé de ça parce que on ne voit pas ce risque très proche, mais effectivement, on ne sait jamais. Et donc.
In English?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I took from this and from the answer to the first question is that for example, now being, as you said just now, being present and visible as anarchist organizations, as well as supporting the struggle of people on the move, are for me also, and for my comrades, two of the strongest manifestations of anarchism against the fascism in everyday life, because they counteract the propaganda of like ethnic de-cleansing or whatever, or ethnic mixing, and also it manifests this class thought and amplifies or puts the interest of marginalized groups like people on the move or people with migration background into the center of the struggle. But also, I would be interested in hearing perspective like from an anarchist point of view, how to counteract this, what you said in the beginning, this like staircase continuity build up towards a fascist regime that is clearly visible not only on an Italian or on an EU level, but also in Germany and Poland and every country of the West or whatever. Because, this perspective, because, for example, from a German point of view, this is quite a difficult question right now, because what, from my perspective as being involved in an anarchist climate justice movement, we try to take parts of the countryside, for example, like Hambacher Forst, like Dannenröder Forst, like Lützerath, which is sort of the same what the fascists doing, moving to the country, claiming places and trying to put visibility to mass destruction of the environment, but also trying to build a community which is usually not so well seen within the public, because it's random anarchists running around in the countryside doing their thing and being looked at funnily because people are not used to that sight. And I don't think that's a very effective strategy.
We translate slowly. Thank you.
Can you repeat the substance of the question?
Yes, I think the substance is just, from an anarchist point of view, what are other like tactics or strategies for that matter to counteract this build-up continuity that leads up to a fascist regime that we see all across Europe and individually in the countries right now, except for like the what we already discussed, like supporting people on the move as a very strong manifestation of anarchism and being visible in like
Thank you. Was clear, but we were missing a little bit. But that is our fault. Sorry.
Come possiamo bloccare
come on un bloc justement cette escalage a livello internazionale,
crescita, no, questo passaggio, questa continuità
o della de seconda di
fascismo al di là di quello che già facciamo.
Allora, da un punto di vista storico, noi vediamo che in Europa, cioè a cavallo fra il 1920 e il 1940, c'è stato un proletariato che ha sconfitto tre volte il fascismo. Non è stato il proletariato tedesco, il reggimentato dei partiti socialdemocratici e comunisti.
Fai tutta la lista.
Vabbè, l'unico proletariato che in Europa è stato in grado di sconfiggere tre volte il fascismo è stato il proletariato spagnolo, che ha sconfitto prima i pistoleros, poi ha sconfitto e ha rovesciato la monarchia con la dittatura di Primo de Rivera, e infine ha sconfitto il colpo di Stato del 1936. Un proletariato che era organizzato all'interno di un sindacato autogestionario in cui era forte la presenza del movimento anarchico e che aveva una prospettiva rivoluzionaria. Cioè l'unica possibilità che abbiamo di sconfiggere il fascismo è la rivoluzione, perché il fascismo è portato avanti a livello internazionale dalla NATO, dal Fondo Monetario Internazionale, non c'è alternativa. O meglio, in preparazione della rivoluzione noi dobbiamo combattere tutte le lotte, da quella ambientale a quella delle lotte di genere, alle lotte sindacali, sviluppando organizzazione, sviluppando solidarietà, sviluppando un fronte ampio di persone che vogliono cambiare la società.
So, we can say that for historical point of view, between the from 1920 to 1940, the fascism in Europe has been defeated three times by the Iberian proletariat. First time against the struggle against the pistoleros, the militia of the bosses in Spain. Second time, the fall of the dictatorship of Primo de Rivera. And the third time, facing the coup attempt of the 18th of July. And then they started the war, but they stopped the coup, the fascist attack. They were able to do this because they had an organized, self-managed organization from the people, from the workers, from below, with a revolutionary perspective, yes, with a strong libertarian, anarcho-syndicalist or anarchist base, but anyway with a revolutionary perspective. And for this, I still think that it's only the revolution, a revolutionary perspective, a revolution that can stop really the rise of fascism. Yes, we can like slow this run of the fascism, strengthening the solidarity bonds, be present in the all the struggles from the environment to the worker struggle to the gender struggle to the all the fronts of our struggles are important, and it's important to create networks and solidarity bonds among them. But at the same, so this can try to stop somehow the run, but at the same time it's important to have a revolutionary aim, because the fascism as a model of government is pushed by the great powers in the world, in the capitalism, the state, and in its institution, from the financial ones to the state ones to the military ones, and so only overthrowing this we can really avoid new fascism coming. In other way we can only like put small barriers for us. Sorry.
J'ai entendu la phrase. Alors, l'exemple historique d'un prolétariat qui a battu trois fois les fascismes dans les années 20, aux années 40, ça a été l'exemple du prolétariat ibérique qui a battu d'abord dans les années 20 les pistoleros des associations patronales, En 1931, il a fait tomber la dictature de Primo de Rivera et en 1936, il a arrêté les coups d'État de Franco. Et ça pourquoi? Parce que les prolétariats ibériques étaient organisés par des puissantes syndicats libertaires tels que la CNT, qui était un syndicat autogéré par la classe ouvrière et qui avait une perspective révolutionnaire. Donc, c'est-à-dire que la question n'est pas uniquement de l'opposition, mais d'avoir une perspective révolutionnaire et construire en faisant de l'organisation et en intervenant sur les plusieurs axes d'intérêts politiques et sociaux, donc les luttes environnementales, les luttes féministes et des genres, les luttes syndicales, les luttes pour la solidarité et les initiatives de solidarité pour construire aussi quelque chose et avoir une logique révolutionnaire qui puisse changer la société comme réponse, disons, basique.
We can talk later. Unfortunately, we are not so much time.
Yeah, maybe my questions are easy to answer. The first would be how much do you see a problem with the divide of ideologically Meloni is close to Putin and the right-wing Russians, but on what they do, they send weapons to Ukraine, so they and she's a bit pro-American. Is that a divide in the fascist movement in Italy, or is it only a tactical, like, is there a genuine divide, or is it only like a tactical game? The second question would be, and now since the Meloni government went into power, is there more a rise of anti-fascist group? Are they getting more people coming to them? Are young people like waking up and going to these kind of groups? Are they growing? Is there more stuff happening, or are people more or less asleep? The third question is, like, is the common person, maybe like the liberal, conservative person, becoming more and more as a fascistic fanatic, like more and more narrowing down in these fascistic narratives and fascistic worldviews? So is the common person becoming more fanatic in the last years, or maybe even in the last year?
Yes.
Alors, j'ai traduit les questions en français, donc la première est, Meloni avait des affinités avec Poutine, pourtant les gouvernements italiens envoient des armes à l'Ukraine et gardent sa ligne philo-OTAN et philo-américaine, donc il voulait savoir si c'est quelque chose qui divise les fascistes ou plutôt de la technique de l'opportunisme. La deuxième question, c'est si avec le gouvernement actuel, il y a plus de gens qui joignent les groupes fascistes. La troisième, si cela implique aussi que des gens normalement libéraux et conservateurs deviennent de plus en plus ces fascistes de quelque manière.
I try to answer quickly. We have to think about the first question, that the party of Meloni is the heir of the Italian social movement, that is the party that was the heir of the fascist party, that was founded after the Second World War because the U.S. were okay with it. So maybe it's the party with the strongest link with the U.S. historically.
yes, with the ideology they can look more towards authoritarian regimes like Russia and so on, but it's more the party of Berlusconi that was connected with Russia directly. Or also Salvini, for example. But Meloni is more the good guy of the right in Italy, so the serious one.
Donc, il faut rappeler au sujet de Poutine, les Américains, la guerre en Ukraine, etc., que le parti de Meloni, c'est l'héritier direct du mouvement social italien qui était le parti post-fasciste de l'après-guerre, qui était toujours très lié aux Américains, finalement. Et en effet, il faut dire que du point de vue idéologique, il peut avoir quelques penchants par des régimes autoritaires tels que Poutine et d'autres, mais en tout cas, en Italie, c'était plutôt des autres partis de la, du centre droite qui avaient des connexions directes avec Poutine, c'est le cas de Berlusconi ou de Salvini, alors que le parti de Meloni se présente vraiment comme la droite à laquelle ben, les atlantistes, etc., les Américains, etc., peuvent faire confiance.
Yes, the, about the effect on the anti-fascist movement, we don't see a real rise of participation, maybe a rise of awareness around not only the movement but also around the movement. Yes, someone participate more, there are more participation, but it's not so much. For sure it's more polarized, which is more maybe radicalized the situation. It's more radical, maybe the position is not, now is not a generic anti-fascist, but you see in power, so it's a different situation. And then for the society, sorry.
Alors, pour ce qui est de la composition des groupes, les militants, le gouvernement actuel n'a pas vraiment très changé les choses jusqu'à ce moment, mais on voit une polarisation, donc on voit quand même la tendance en perspective à une radicalisation aussi de l'antifascisme.
Yes, and for the third question, I think that we don't have a clear idea of this. For sure, there is a rise of conservatism in the society. For sure, and yes, the also the family, traditional family, machismo, or homophobia, racism, but at the same time, how can I say, is more, I think, the propaganda of the, you were asking about the liberal conservative person, no? It's more the liberal conservative media and parties, also from the left side, no? That are proposing them as the, when they came to power, they didn't start to say, the fascists are coming. No, they say, they are not anymore fascists. No? Because they don't make put in discussion the institution also. Because if you start to say they are fascists, start to be a problem. Now you have to overthrow the government. No? And at the same time, they can trust them for all these reasons, for the war, for the economy, because they make disagreements with the companies. They are the serious ones. They start to say that they are post-fascist and not anymore like the ones before, And yes, at the same time, yes, we are. Some ministers and high
person in the government that have a second name, Adolf or Benito, but this is okay.
Bon, alors, basiquement, c'est un peu complexe, mais on peut dire que si d'un côté, il y a sans doute une dérive toujours plus conservatrice du classique libéral, conservateur, etc., avec des générations racistes, homophobes, xénophobes, etc., cela ne correspond pas forcément à une fascistisation ouverte, et ce que Dario disait, que c'est quelque chose qu'on perçoit plus dans les médias que dans effectivement les comportements, et en considérant aussi que pour les raisons qu'on a dit, les partis de Giorgia Meloni, depuis qu'ils sont au gouvernement, essayent de se présenter comme des gens à peu près responsables, ils ne veulent pas vraiment être comparé au fascisme de l'époque de Mussolini, mais bon, dans leur beaucoup de tout le monde sait qu'ils gardent à la maison des souvenirs de l'époque, etc.
Pardon. Allora, io ringrazio moltissimo Tiziano per la sua ottima introduzione. Vorrei aggiungere un elemento che secondo me è importante. Lui ha bene illustrato come le politiche economiche, le politiche nei confronti dei migranti, le politiche estera del governo Meloni è in diretta continuità con la politica dei governi precedenti, compresi quelli di centrosinistra.
I thank you, Tiziano, for what he said. He underlined how the policies of the Meloni government about migrants, about the war, and about economy. Yes, it's in continuity with the previous governments.
Compresi quelli di sinistra.
Yes, included the left, center-left one.
Donc merci Tiziano pour la présentation, c'était juste pour ajouter quelques points à partir de ce que Tiziano a dit exactement sur la continuité entre plusieurs politiques du gouvernement Meloni et des politiques du gouvernement précédent, y compris des centre-gauche.
E questo creando anche una connessione diretta con quello che è stato il fascismo storico. Un elemento di rottura reale, non con il fascismo storico, con il quale invece c'è una diretta continuità, ma con i governi precedenti, compresi di quello di centro-sinistra, invece c'è.
There is a real difference between the nowadays fascist government and the previous center-left government.
Esatto. Ed è sulla questione dell'attacco alla libertà delle donne, alla libertà delle persone LGBTQ, un attacco a tutto tondo, un attacco sia dal punto di vista legislativo che dal punto di vista della limitazione dell'agibilità politica dei movimenti LGBTQ+, queer, eccetera.
Et donc, un point de continuité qu'il faut souligner entre le gouvernement de Meloni et le
des ruptures
qu'il faut souligner. À propos du gouvernement actuel de Giorgia Meloni, c'est sur l'attaque directe aux droits des femmes et des personnes LGBTQ+, queer, etc., soit à niveau législatif, soit à niveau de l'agibilité politique des mouvements.
Yes, the
the point that we want to stress that is the real difference between the previous government, also center-left, and the Meloni government is that is the attack towards the women and the LGBTQ plus queer people that are facing more and more an attack from the government with laws, so officially, formally, but also with repression and the restriction of the political agibility, the possibility to react in the society.
I governi di centrosinistra avevano considerato le femministe e la comunità LGBTQ queer come un serbatoio di voti, per cui offrivano ai settori più istituzionalizzati ampio copertura economica per i Pride, per le manifestazioni e copertura politica.
So the center-left parties strumentalized the women movement and also the LGBTQ plus queer movement, using them also, they see this area as a pool of votes for the elections. So they finance all the less radical part, no, of this movement, financing pride or manifestations or other initiatives, campaign of this part of the society.
Donc, basiquement, les précédents gouvernements des centre-gauche considéraient les mouvements féministes LGBTQ plus et queer comme une sorte de réservoir électoral, donc essayer d'instrumentaliser les partis les plus institutionnels de ces mouvements en offrant des financements et de la couverture politique pour plusieurs démonstrations, Pride, etc.
Ovviamente non ci sono mai riuscite con le componenti più radicali, però oggi il governo Meloni invece ha chiuso i serbatoi dei finanziamenti e sta facendo un attacco sul piano culturale fortissimo.
Obviously, these parties were never able to instrumentalize the most radical part of these movements, but now the Meloni government is cutting all the possibility to react and all the foundings, all the and also the possibility to be active in the society.
Attacco sul piano culturale.
Ah, yes, and a cultural attack also towards this.
Donc, alors, évidemment, ces gouvernements-là ne sont jamais, les gouvernements de centre-gauche ne sont jamais arrivés à instrumentaliser le parti plus radical de ces mouvements. Mais ce qui a changé maintenant avec Meloni, c'est qu'elle a fermé les robinets des financements et elle a aussi entamé un très violent attaque sur le plan culturel aussi.
Lo slogan principale di Meloni e del suo governo è Dio, patria, famiglia, in perfetta continuità con il fascismo storico che non a caso vedeva nelle donne quelli che dovevano produrre i figli per la patria che dovevano andare a morire in guerra.
So the main slogan of Meloni's government is God, homeland and family, in perfect continuity with the historical fascism, in a vision that see the woman as the one that have to produce the sons for the army, for the wars, for the homeland, and only this.
Il governo Meloni insiste
Alors, le slogan du gouvernement Meloni est rien de moins que Dieu, patrie et famille. Et donc là, il y a la continuité, mais avec le fascisme historique, parce que c'est évidemment quelque chose qui dérive aussi de l'idée mussolinienne que le rôle de la femme était de produire des enfants pour la patrie, des enfants qui devront aller mourir à la guerre.
In tutto questo è significativa la grande insistenza del governo Meloni sul tema della denatalità e il sostegno alle famiglie, che ricorda direttamente il sostegno che il fascismo dava alle famiglie con tanti figli. Il governo Meloni insiste molto sul fatto che gli italiani e le italiane non fanno più figli e quindi
for example in this sense one of the main points that the government is pushing for is the policy of increasing the birth the babies, so giving a bonus to the families only for this and
Donc, la Meloni insiste beaucoup sur les problèmes de l'avoir de moins en moins de naissances. Donc, elle est en train de prôner des politiques pour le soutien aux familles nombreuses, à ceux qui font des enfants. Ben, c'est une politique que Mussolini exactement faisait. Des incentives économiques.
Per arrivare alla conclusione, il governo Meloni in questo momento sta occupando le televisioni, sta prendendo il controllo di tutte le istituzioni culturali, dei teatri, dei film, e quindi di entrare direttamente con la propria cultura fascista e modificare l'immaginario. Loro lavorano fortemente sulla modificazione dell'immaginario perché non sono in grado di modificare le condizioni materiali delle persone che vivono nel nostro paese, perché continueranno le politiche neoliberiste di quelli che le hanno preceduti, ma possono tentare di fascistizzare il paese ed è quello che intendono fare.
So, the government of Meloni is now trying to already took control of the televisions, took control of the main cultural institutions, and is finishing now to take control, for example, of the theaters, of the movie main companies, and so on.
Festival.
Yes, and also the publishings and so on. So all these cultural institutions are. The government is trying to take it over and is very advanced in this process because they are trying to making a cultural change in the society. With the fascistization of the society, they can do. They can have a consensus that they cannot have in other ways because they cannot change the material conditions of the people. They cannot give to the people better living conditions, better working conditions, because they are only implementing the neoliberal policies and the exploitation. So they try with this deep cultural policy to impose their consensus to the government, of the government.
Donc, basiquement, le gouvernement est en train d'occuper les télévisions, les médias, les institutions culturelles, théâtres, festivals, et en général les lieux de production de la culture et des imaginaires pour opérer très fortement à ce niveau-là de la construction de leur imaginaire, comme ils ne sont pas en mesure de changer les conditions matérielles de la population. Donc ils peuvent continuer par exemple les politiques militaristes des gouvernements précédents, mais ils visent en tout cas à fascistiser la société et la mentalité.
Quindi come anarchici abbiamo un compito importante, continuare a contrastare le politiche economiche, le politiche guerrafondaie, le politiche razziste, ma anche essere fortemente in prima fila a fianco dei corpi e delle coscienze delle donne, della popolazione LGBTQ e queer, che in questo momento sono in prima fila nell'attacco subito dai fascisti. E quindi il supporto e la presenza all'interno di questi movimenti nei quali noi siamo dovrà diventare sempre più grande, perché l'immaginario fascista che vogliono imporre in un paese che ha già dato un certo consenso elettorale, anche se la stragrande maggioranza delle persone a votare non c'è andata, deve essere combattuto prima che si radichi. Bisogna sradicarlo da ora. Abbiamo visto cos'è accaduto altrove, abbiamo visto che cos'è accaduto in paesi come l'Algeria, abbiamo visto cos'è accaduto in paesi lontanissimi da noi. Dobbiamo assolutamente impedire che accada alle nostre latitudini. Il fascismo farà di peggio sul piano legislativo e sul piano dell'azione, ma sta cominciando a costruire una base di consenso che va erosa sin da ora.
Alors, notre rôle, c'est évidemment d'opposer les politiques économiques de ces gouvernements, les politiques bellicistes, les politiques racistes, mais être d'abord à côté des personnes qui sont en première ligne, qui subissent en première ligne cette attaque, c'est-à-dire les femmes, les personnes queer et LGBTQ, pour considérer que finalement, comme malgré la faible participation aux élections, ces gouvernements ont un consensus électoral, alors il faut éroder son consensus social avant qu'il s'est établi et avant que cela dégénère ultérieurement comme dans d'autres pays il s'est passé. Voilà notre tâche.
So the important commitments, the important duties that we have in front of us is to fight against the policies of the government, against the world policy, against the racism, against the economic policies of the government, but also to stand with the more oppressed and the most targeted people by this government, like the LGBTQ plus queer people, the women, and all the movements that are facing now the most serious attack, also on the cultural side. Because we will have now, but also in the future, strong attack in the action, in the laws, but also this deep change of culture, we know what it means, because we already saw in other countries, we saw it in Algeria or in far countries where the right wing in Poland or in other countries where the right wing had this opportunity to overcome the culture and the society. So we need to stop it.
Oh, Mais ça vole dans le manche, les mauvais jours la finiront. Et garde à la revanche, quand tous les pauvres s'y mettront, quand tous les pauvres s'y mettront. Donne déjà les ordres, la police, partout, partout, sur les trottoirs. Y el pistolet en su toit, sans peser sans travailler sans armes, nous allons être gouvernés par les mouchards et les gendarmes, et sans préserver de plus délivrer, ni mes sabres le lendemain, les mauvais jours la finiront. Et à la revanche, quand tous les pauvres s'y mettront, quand tous les pauvres s'y mettront, le bloquet de misère sera du bâtiment toujours privé, jusqu'à quand les gens de guerre tiendront-ils le lit pavé. Jusqu'à quand la sainte clique nous croirait-elle la vie bétail, à l'enfin la République de la justice saisie sans leur travail. Oui, mais ça vole dans le manche, les mauvais jours la finiront. Et garde à la revanche, quand tous les pauvres
comme tu dois.
Accrochez-nous.
Et justement, je m'attaque à certaines questions. Pour parler de l'idée spéciale.
Oui, on l'a entendu, elle le sentait pendant
son descente. Ah,
non, mais filles d'ouvriers,
oui,
c'est important. Non, non, pardon, non. Oui.
Ah oui, pas le lycée de chacun. Non. Mais là, en France, c'est la commune.
La commune est en lutte. Non,
le marché du
travail.
Mot d'ordre, travail et justice, fraternité de tous.
les profiteurs voteraient dans la richesse, priveurs de pain, l'ouvrier affamé. Ceux qui sont morts pour nos grandes idées n'ont pas en vain combattu et péri contre les richards et les plutocrates, contre les rois, contre les trônes pourris. Nous lancerons la vengeance puissante et nous serons à tout jamais victorieux. Aux frères aux armes pour notre lutte, pour la victoire de tous les travailleurs. Frères aux armes pour notre lutte, pour la victoire de tous les travailleurs. Aux frères aux armes pour notre lutte, pour la victoire de tous les travailleurs. Frères aux armes pour notre lutte, pour la victoire de tous les travailleurs.
Pour la commune, pour les judéos de la commune,
Hassan,
même dans toutes les batailles actuelles, c'est la continuation de la commune, hein, les travailleurs qui se battent, hein, voilà.
Merci.
C'est plus
on l'a vu, mais on l'a pas là. Non, on l'a pas là. C'est
bien Pierre.
Moi, je suis la fille d'ouvrier. Connaissez-vous?
Non.
Alors, on va vous la chanter. Elle est belle.
Si vous voulez chanter avec 5
euros. Vous
voulez
la faire avec vous? Fille d'ouvrier, vous savez que vous connaissez.